Did you know that eating food can stop hunger?
Or can it?
We're the Munchies, and we're here to talk about world hunger.
Okay, these are general facts. Globally, 1 in 9 people in the world today are undernourished.
The majority of hungry people live in developing countries where, in those countries, 12.9% of the population is undernourished.
Poor nutrition causes nearly half, 45%, of deaths in children under 5, 3.1 million children each year.
$66 million children attend class hungry across the developing world.
No, we can't pause it. We can't stop it.
Globally, the proportion of undernourished people declined from 15% in 2002 to 11% in 2014 to 2016. And 790 million people still lack regular access to adequate food.
If it continues to keep going at this pace, hunger targets will be largely missed by 2030.
Now that we got the general facts out of the way, we should probably discuss some of them. So, I know for myself that I'd probably not be able to focus if I'm hungry during class. How do you feel on that kind of subject?
Well, the fact where it says poor nutrition causes nearly half of deaths in children under 5, I mean, I feel like that kind of plays in it, too. I mean, obviously, nobody would be able to focus and listen in class when they're, like, starving, especially if you haven't eaten in such, like, a long time. So I think that fact just kind of, like, clarifies, like, how serious, like, hunger is in certain areas of the world.
No, it's, like, it's serious. Like, most hunger, hunger is the most hard on children, especially if they can't build up the systems that'll allow them you know.
And they're so young, so they're still growing, so they need the nutrition to
grow.
Especially if they're learning.
What do you think about that, like, Sophie?
I think that in places like Wisconsin, for example, we do have school programs to provide those kind of kids with food, like lunches, without them having to pay it. But I do think we need more of that in America and in other countries.
I think it needs to be more than just lunches. So there's some people who that only lunch is their meal for the day.
Yeah, exactly.
So there needs to be more food drives around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more food drives, more homeless shelters, because it's hard. It's extremely hard to get food if you don't have a place to live in the first place.
Also, community gardens. I really like those.
I think that will benefit a lot.
I like that.
It's really hard. And this goes with the whole poverty thing. It's really hard to get out of poverty because you can't get a job to get a house if you don't have a house in the first place because they will not hire you. So it's just this kind of repeating cycle. And when you're focusing just on the house, you're not even focusing on getting food as much as you need to. So you go to that day-to-day, oh, well, I'm trying to work, so I'll just buy McDonald's, which is not nutritious at all, and you're buying the really good, the cheap, tasty stuff.
Yeah.
That also,
stuff that'll fill you, but not strengthen you.
Yeah, that also kind of leads on to, like, the fact about Europe, where one of the main problems of malnutrition is actually obesity.
Yeah.
There's a lot of food problems with well-developed and underdeveloped areas. Obesity more so in the well-developed ones because it's cheap and easy. What do you think, Darian?
I think we're doing really good this time around. I was actually about to touch on obesity because when you're trying to save up money to get a house, because poverty and a lot of these SDGs are linked. So poverty and hunger, they're linked. Because if you're trying to save money for a house, you're not thinking of, hey, I need this throughout the week, or I need these types of foods. You're thinking, let's just get the cheapest option now so then I still have money to save up. And that's smart, but at the same time, it's not beneficial for people who are in that type of situation, which is why we need things that types of programs that do help people.
Mm-hmm.
So like the community gardens that Sophie was talking about. Another thing I remembered is back a while ago, there was, I think it was on the radio, I heard it, but it was talking about how students eat during lunch, and they have reduced lunch, but by the time it gets to the summer, they don't have much to eat, which is why they do school-type programs during the summer, so then they do have a place to go to and a place to eat, and I think those are beneficial and that we should get more of them.
Speaking of which, when I lived in Indiana, they had a YMCA kind of thing, and it was like a place for people to go after school, but it was mainly a place for people who didn't get to experience what quote-unquote normal people did. So they got to, you know, use computers. They got to hang out with people. They got to get good food. So I found that really, really nice for the community, and that's something we should do more often.
Mm-hmm. Especially if those were, like, younger children. Because then they can grow up with those life skills.
Especially with younger children, because if they grow up with nothing, they're going to think that that's okay, that's how it's going to happen. And so when they grow up, they won't move from that because they learned that that was okay.
Yeah, they need to learn those life skills at a young age.
All right, I think it's about time to move to specific facts.
Yeah,
okay, so we're going to move to specific facts.
You're
going to
be talking this time, Austin.
Reasons. Anyways, so first, I'm gonna talk about the U.S. Here in the U.S., unfortunately, we waste about 133 billion pounds of food, which is about 161 billion U.S. dollars, which is pretty
crazy.
Sad.
In Asia, 70% of all malnourished children, yes, I don't need the thing, I read it. 70% of all malnourished children live in Asia. And that's a problem because Asia is such a huge place and it has such a dense population. So it's kind of hard to work on it.
Okay, Africa, 6.9 million children suffer from malnutrition.
In Europe, I mean, earlier we were talking about obesity, and obesity is a malnutrition problem that is on the rise across Europe. And the rate is 15.9%.
Yeah, we already talked about obesity, but that's still like,
I mean,
15.
It's still such a big issue.
Yeah,
well,
that's huge.
We moved it from, you know, general into Europe in specific.
Now we got. Anyways.
All right, so Latin America is the biggest exporter of food, but 10% of Latin Americans suffer from malnutrition.
Actually, I want to talk about that after we get the final fact out.
And in Yemen, in the Middle East, about 60% of the population, which is 17 million people, suffer from acute malnutrition.
All right, now that we're done with the specific facts, we can start discussing about them. So as I mentioned earlier, I wanted to talk about the whole situation in Latin America. And I find it very ironic that even though they produce the most amount of food, they still have the problems that people who don't even get that much food at all still have.
Okay.
Would you like to continue the conversation? Austin?
Expand.
None.
Don't focus on the 10 minutes. We could just finish up.
Yeah. All right. Well, from what I was seeing, they do export a lot of food, and it's like worldwide is how they do it, so they can try to attack hunger in other countries. But is it all of Latin America that's 10%?
I think so. I think
yeah, it's Latin America.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
All
Latin because America. When we got the fact that it wasn't a specific country, that was 10%.
It was Latin America and not like Guatemala or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we do have specific facts for those, but you know, it, for another day.
Mm-hmm. So like, I think it was just that they're trying to help other countries around the world. Instead of just basing it in, like, the 10% all throughout Latin America. And does part of Latin America also include Central America?
I mean, they basically have the same situation there as well, as I've checked. Mm-hmm. And they have a very big obesity problem. Because, you know, a lot of Latin American areas, they... Because of some of the stuff they experienced, a lot of Latin American people live in with their families. So, like, their grandma, their mother, cousins, sisters, brothers, they all live in the same place. So, sometimes they can't afford to get all that healthy food for mm-hmm. everyone. So, they have to get all the cheap stuff and feed it. And that's how, you know, the children become sick. And
yeah, you said big.
And then me and Q had like a question just to ask the group on like an opinion based. Earlier we said if it does continue to keep going at this pace of hunger target will be largely missed by 2030. And with all the facts that we said, we just wanted to see everybody's opinion on like if you think that 2030 that it'll be missed.
The way I see it, you can never really count your eggs before they hatch. So
yeah.
You always probably want to estimate more than what your initial statistics are. Just so you're not always under the gun or whatever and like have too little. You always want to aim for too much rather than too little, because then you have something to fall back on
yeah.
if it's more than what you expected.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It also says that at this rate, we'll miss it by 2030. So, if we do, so we could improve, and we could do
yeah.
better, and we might not miss it, or we might miss it. It just depends on how between now and 2030 goes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get the last question in.
We should get a few questions. Yeah, we should get. Okay, we're gonna state our questions now. Sophie, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Why do you think that in Latin America, why do you think in Latin America 10% of that country suffers from malnutrition, even though it's the largest exporter of food?
As I mentioned before, and actually I should probably state now, malnutrition just doesn't mean underfed. It can also mean overweight.
That's true.
It's just bad food in general. Like, it's okay if you choose to eat, you know, greasy foods, tasty, delicious, fast food, and whatever. Like, I'm eating popcorn right now. But you shouldn't do that for your entire life.
I just think also these other countries aren't getting the help that they need to, like, improve these sort of, like, you know, the statistics, but I just think they need more help in general.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get one more question in.
Okay. Last
one.
Yes,
sure, go ahead.
All right. What do you think you can do personally to help with hunger? And it doesn't have to be on a global scale. It can be in your community as well.
Well, as I mentioned before in this class, there is a community project we do. And it's at the fire station. And you know the Fitchburg Fire Station?
Mm-hmm.
It's close to the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of group activities where we work, provide food for people who need it, provide help for people who want better education, etc. All right, that's, you know, it for us.
Yeah, goodbye, we're going to have now to wrap it up.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
That wasn't that bad.